Justice Minister Don Morgan says he's told the federal government that the unlicensed cannabis retail stores on the Muscipeding and Pheasant Rump Nakota Nations is unfair and problematic. He says the province has a cannabis framework in place and that having these two operations is compromising the integrity of that framework. There are also concerns about the safety of the marijuana being sold. Morgan says he's urged Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale to take action.
We're worried about it, and we're urging the federal government to take some steps. We don't control or direct the RCMP, and it's on them to deal with it, and they've indicated they're planning to.
The Justice Ministry maintains it is not in communication with unlicensed cannabis retailers. The province and First Nations are locked in a stalemate over who has jurisdiction regarding marijuana sales. Police continue to investigate a rollover crash in Montreal Lake that killed the driver and injured the passenger Friday afternoon. RCMP say the vehicle was traveling south on Bird Avenue when it lost control and rolled. The driver, a 19-year-old man, was pronounced dead at the scene. A 17-year-old passenger in the vehicle was taken to Prince Albert Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The name of the man who died in the crash has not been released. The chief of the Key First Nation will appear in court next week on drug-related charges. Clarence Papaquash was charged July 8th in Kamsack. He faces two counts of possession of drugs and operating a vehicle while impaired. Papaquash appeared Friday in court and was released on bail. His next court date is July 23rd. Cameco says it's business as usual for uranium exports to the United States. That follows a ruling that has determined Canadian uranium is not a national security threat. Communications spokesperson Jeff Raihori says it's good news given Cameco is the largest supplier of uranium to the U.S.
Well, in 2018, the United States constituted about 25% of Cameco's total sales by volume, so it's a significant number for sure. Over the past 30 years, we've supplied uranium to every owner of a U.S. nuclear power plant.
Cameco has also been awarded more than $40 million in an arbitration dispute against Tokyo Electric Power Company for canceling a supply management contract. People in Eston are cleaning up today after that community was hit by severe weather last night. Winds, which reached more than 100 kilometers an hour, damaged several buildings and ripped down power lines. Environment Canada meteorologist Mike McDonald says the storm came at the end of a hot, humid day across the province.
There's an area of thunderstorms that developed along the Alberta-Saskatchewan border late yesterday afternoon, and those were all generated by the heat and humidity that we've had the last couple of days, so lots of energy in the atmosphere. And we had a weak trough of low pressure that tracked across Alberta into Saskatchewan. That triggered off these storms.
The weather agency is trying to determine if a tornado hit the Eston area. It confirms that one did touch down yesterday afternoon near Crossfield, Alberta. Saskatoon police have not released the identity of the person whose body was found in the river on Sunday. During the noon hour, police received reports of a person floating in the South Saskatchewan River in the vicinity of the Gordie Howe Bridge. Police say people who were on the river in their personal watercraft located the 27-year-old man. They brought him to shore and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say there is no indication of foul play. Two men were scheduled to appear in North Battleford Court today to face charges of first-degree murder. It follows the death of a 61-year-old man who was found dead in a home earlier this month. 47-year-old David Keller of North Battleford was arrested Thursday related to the death of Mark Douglas Johnson. At the time of his arrest, police said they'd also issued a warrant for 22-year-old Nicholas Buck of North Battleford. He was arrested on the weekend and also faces a charge of first-degree murder. Evacuations have been put on hold in northwestern Ontario's Pekanjikum First Nation following the reduction in size of the forest fire that has been threatening the community of nearly 4,000 for a week.
Ontario's Forestry Ministry says as of Sunday, the fire burning near Pekanjikum was about 447 square kilometers, and it had been reduced by 60 because of a few days of rain, which also helped improve the air quality in the area. Emergency officials say the full evacuation of the First Nation was paused in light of this good news. The military says nearly 2,100 residents have been taken out of the First Nation since a full evacuation was ordered July 8th, one quarter of whom have landed in Regina after host cities in Ontario simply ran out of space. Karen Rebo, the Canadian Press.
The Manitoba Métis Federation has announced new funding from the federal government for the construction of a Métis National Heritage Centre in Winnipeg. MMF President David Chartrand says he's pleased that the centre will be located in the Métis homeland. The federal government is contributing $3.4 million toward the project. The centre will give visitors the chance to learn about the Métis language, culture, methods of governance, and contributions before, during, and after Confederation.